Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and informative hadith which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And this hadith is about God Almighty, about Allah. Specifically, it is about two of God's important characteristics and attributes. And those are the fact that God is eternal and everlasting. In this tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Surely, verily, Allah, blessed and most high, existed when nothing else did. He is absolute light with no darkness, truthful with no falsehood about him, all-knowing with no ignorance about him, ever-living with no death about him, and he is such today, and thus will he remain forever." This is an interesting tradition. In the beginning of the tradition, as you just saw, the Imam alludes to the fact that God Almighty was eternal. Coincidentally, it also refers to the fact that the world, or everything other than God, is not eternal, right? Because it's, the Imam says that God existed when nothing else was existed. Then the Imam refers to the fact, to some other attributes of God, such as the fact that he is pure light, he is pure truth, and he is pure knowledge. Following this, in the end of the tradition, the Imam refers to the fact that God Almighty, Allah Ta'ala, is ever-living, so he's everlasting, with no death about him. And to reinforce this idea, in the end of the tradition, in the very end of the tradition, the Imam says that he is such today, and thus will he remain forever. Now, one might say that in the middle of the tradition, when the Imam alayhi salam is speaking about God being pure light and being pure truthfulness or truth, this kind of reinforces the two attributes that he mentioned, one in the beginning and the other in the end. Because he's pure light, or pure existence with no trait of darkness or non-existence, that confirms the fact that he is eternal and he's everlasting. Or because he's pure truth, he's pure reality, right? It's impossible for us to say that he was a time when he didn't exist, or a time will come when he won't exist, right? So in between these two attributes, which the Imam referred to, he mentioned the reason for them. He mentioned the demonstration for why we affirm these two beautiful attributes for God. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following: "He never ceases to exist, and he will always be the first before all things, without a beginning, and the last after all things, without an end." This kind of affirms the same thing that Imam Baqir alayhi salam was speaking about, without referring to the other attributes which the Imam coincidentally mentioned in his discussion. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at God's eternity and his everlastingness in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.